Hello, where you've joined in a conversation on COVID-19. I'm Sneha Mordani. I spoke with the head of India's National Task Force on COVID-19, and he says that cases will rise in days to come because Indians continue to be susceptible. The nationwide COVID-19 tally is almost touching 3 lakh, with a record one-day increase of more than 10,000 cases. I asked Dr. V.K. Paul, the head of the National Task Force on COVID-19, on the daily increase in cases in India being well above the 10,000 mark. He said, this is expected. We are a susceptible population. In fact, a serious survey done on April 30th had shown that only 1% of the population surveyed had antibodies, which mean that they had the infection at some point in time. This survey was done in non-containment zones. What it means is that lockdown measures and measures of social distancing and hand hygiene as well as respiratory hygiene seems to have worked. The bad news here is that a large population continues to be susceptible. Dr. V.K. Paul, head of the National Task Force on COVID-19 and member of Niti Aayog, has in fact said that India has adequate healthcare facilities, but the problem is delivery. The ease with which citizens can access them must be worked on, is what he said. The government says that asymptomatic patients also spread the infection. Individuals may be asymptomatic and they are still spreading the infection. The government says they are in the process of understanding how many asymptomatic patients are actually there in the country. They can spread the infection, but compared to symptomatic patients, they don't spread the infection as much, is what the government says. The Cabinet Secretary has also held a meeting with Chief Secretaries, Secretary Health and Secretary Urban Development of all states, is what we've been given to understand. States have been advised to focus on containment, on testing, tracing, health infrastructure upgradation and case clinical management and community engagement for effective management of the infection. States have been asked specifically to pay attention to emerging epicenters and undertake stringent containment measures to check the spread of the infection. House-to-house surveillance, at least in containment zones, continues to be stressed upon. The government has also asked states to expedite upgradation of hospital infrastructure. At the very outset, I did mention that Dr. V.K. Paul, the head of India's National Task Force on COVID-19, did say that we have enough healthcare facilities. Managing and utilization of those healthcare facilities is of prime importance. A total of 1,47,194 individuals have recovered in the country. One must note that a recovery rate is also being pushed up high because of changes in the hospital discharge policy, which means that patients who are in fact not showing clinical symptoms of COVID-19 and otherwise would have been showing it earlier, and that's the reason why they went to a hospital, are now being counted as recovered the minute they are sent home. They are being sent home without a second RT-PCR test being conducted on them. The government says this is not required. Undoubtedly, this is increasing our recovery rate. India's recovery rate continues to increase and it is almost touching 50% now. Our doubling rate stands at 17.4 days. The government says it is satisfactory. I've also asked questions of the government about India's mortality rate being low because of a gap, hospitals not checking patients arriving dead who have died because of COVID-19 but are not getting counted as COVID-19 deaths. The government says ideally a patient should be tested. If he or she falls in the criteria, the testing criteria has widened. However, the mortality rate is based on case identification. These mortalities need to be counted, is what the government has been reiterating. Let's talk a little about testing now. This is a record that we are happy to talk about. 1,50,305 samples have been tested in the last 24 hours, the highest ever. A total of 53,63,445 samples have been tested ever since the epidemic broke out. The bad news, however, today is an increase in deaths in the country. If this is a backlog of some sort, or is this a pattern, is something we'll know in days to come. However, this has pushed up our death rate by a point to 2.9% from 2.8%. That is it from me today. Thank you for joining in this conversation.